Glory to God. So we're looking at the word of the Lord. Now, God has spoken to us that this month is a month of revelation and faith. Glory to God. Revelation and faith. Now, revelation is the light that God gives us of reality. That's what revelation is. The light that God gives us of reality. Now, when God gives us light of reality, that is called revelation. Now, revelation can come in different forms. Can come, all right, through the avenue of a dream. Can come through the avenue of a vision. All right, can come through the avenue of an appearance, divine appearance. But any time revelation comes to us, it is revelation indeed. What does that mean? It simply means that God unveils something to us. God reveals something to us. So revelation always comes with understanding. If it is a revelation from God and you're still asking questions about it, and then it's not a revelation. Maybe it's a dream or maybe it's a vision. Praise God. But you see, if it's a revelation, it comes with understanding. Revelation simply means to reveal, to bring to the fore that which has been hidden. That's what it means. It means to unveil, apocalypsis. Apocalypsis simply means to unveil, to open up. That's what revelation is, apocalypsis. It means open it up, show it to the world, that which has been hidden. Glory to God. So when we talk about the revelation of God, we're talking about that which God has hidden for our glory that is revealed to us. So you see, this month is a month of God himself giving us light. Light as touching truth, as touching reality. Amen. And so how will that light come? You see, every time God reveals things to us, he does that by his word. The word of God is light. Glory to God. The word of God is revelation. The word of God is understanding. When God gave man light, the first light God gave man was not sunlight. The first light God gave man was the revelation of his will, of himself, of understanding of himself. The Bible tells us that in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it tells us, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was dark from and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now, the sun and the moon were created much, much later. Glory to God. Amen. This was the first day God said, let there be light, and there was light. So what light did God create on the first day? The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, he has shone or shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that light that he commanded out of darkness was not sunlight. He was revelation knowledge of himself, of his truth. Hallelujah. It was revelation knowledge of reality. Now let me tell you something. If there's darkness all around, people are confused. They don't know what to do, what to believe, where to go. They don't know, you know, what to even do with their lives. They don't know which way to go. All right, that's darkness. People are confused. All right, everybody is a law to himself, just living anyhow. That's darkness. It takes light to redirect people to the truth. Amen. When God said light be, the Bible says there was light. And God separated the light from the darkness. Now, you can only separate light from darkness when there is light. All right? The separation here means you can now tell the difference between light and darkness. So God separated the light from the darkness and calls the light day and calls the darkness night. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. The Bible calls us children of the day. We are children of the day. God made us in his own image and after his likeness. We are children of the day. That means we do not dwell in the night. We were not born in the night. We were born into the light of God. We were born to be children of the day. Glory to God. Amen. That's who we are. We are children of light. Light, not children of darkness. So that means that it is God's will for us to walk in the light. Revelation is the light that God gives of reality. Amen. Of his purpose, of his plan. And he comes by the word of God. He comes by the word of God. So God had to speak that light into manifestation. God said the word, right? Let there be light, and there was light. God said the word went forth, and then light came into manifestation. The same is said in John, Gospel of St. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him, and there was nothing that was made without him. The Bible says, in him was life, and the life became what? The light of man, the light of man. Glory to God. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And you see, we're talking about this light again. It is the light of life. It is the light of the word of God. Because that light couldn't come into existence until God spoke. All right? He spoke it into existence. God said, light be, and there was light. Amen? So it is the light of the word of God. It is the light that comes by reason of God's word coming to us, illuminating us. That is the light we're talking about. All right? It is not sunlight. It's not bulb light. All right? It is the light of revelation of who God is, who we are in him. The light of revelation of order, the way things ought to be. Glory to God. The way life ought to be like. The way life ought to be lived. Hallelujah. That is the light we're talking about. And that light is the light of God's word. He says in him was life, and the life was the light of man. All right? And then it tells us, if you read further, it says, this is the true light. So there's what is called pseudo light. The pseudo light is the light that looks like the true light. It's a lookalike of the true light, but it's not the true light. It says, this is the true light that lighteth or lights every man that comes into this world. So that means there is a particular kind of light that man ought to live by, that man ought to see by, that man ought to understand by. Glory to God. And this is the light he's talking about. It's the light of the word of God. It is the light of the word of God. Now, if God says, I am with you, all right, and then you feel like God is not with you, that feeling is not the true light. Are you for what I'm saying here? That feeling is not the true light. All right? That is the pseudo light. That means it looks like God is not with you. It feels like God is not with you. Circumstances are telling you like, look, God is not with you. God cannot be with you. And things will be this disarranged, this, you know, mismanaged in your life. God is not with you. Admit it. And then God is saying, I am with you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. All right. So the challenge man has now is the challenge of living, so to speak, a double standard life. Living by two standards. Amen. That means there's a standard presenting itself to you, which is the standard of the senses. How I feel. How I think, naturally speaking. How things are in the natural. How things are done in the world. Hallelujah. And then there's another standard, how it ought to be according to God's word, how it was designed to run according to God's word. That's another standard. So which standard are you going to go by? All right. What rule are you going to play by? Glory to God. Amen. That's why, you know, God has presented us in Christ with the revelation of his word. The revelation of his word. Praise God. And that revelation is the revelation that brings us into reality. Reality. Amen?
Amen.
Reality. Now, I tell people, I said, look, cancer is not the reality. Amen? Hello. Sicknesses and diseases are not the reality. Now, what happens when the light of God's word comes into the heart of someone who has cancer, or someone who is sick with one disease or the other, and he accepts the light of God's word, and he believes God's word, and he acts upon it? Amen? What happens to the disease? What happens to the cancer? What happens to the lack? He fizzles out. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He disappears. He dissipates. Amen? To where? All right? To nothingness. He tells you they cannot stand in the light of the word of God. They cannot stand in the light of the reality that we have in Christ. Glory to God. And that's why it is very important to live your life by this revelation. The revelation of God's word. It's in the word. When we talk about the light of God's word, the revelation is of the word. It is in the word. It is in the word. Glory to God. Amen. You know, the other day, there was a boil somewhere in my body. He was very sizable. All right, like peanut. I could hold it. Was that big and very painful. So I just held it with my hand. I said, be gone in Jesus' name. And I went into the bathroom, you know, had my bath, praise God. And the following day, the thing had dematerialized. I couldn't feel it anymore. This sign is not there. He just disappeared. No injection, no drugs, no nothing. Amen. Where did it disappear to? Where did it disappear to? Sometimes some things present themselves to us and they look like, yeah, that's the reality. People don't know what I'm going through. You see, that's they don't understand me. They think I don't have faith. They don't understand me. They don't understand you. God will never be able to understand you that way because that's not the reality. All right? You are operating in what is called virtual world. Huh? You know virtual world? Uh-huh. They call it virtual reality. The guy is somewhere and it's like he's flying. He's going nowhere. He's still there. They remove the, you know, the goggle. They remove the goggle and the spectacles. And the guy, you know, realizes that he's been on one spot. But he felt like he was flying, right? He felt like that. But he wasn't flying. Amen? It's a make-believe. All right? You remember the other time you were in Dubai? All right, and you were like, you were flying, like you were flying, all right? But he wasn't flying. I saw him right there, all right? The spectacle he had on was just deceiving him, all right? People have been deceived to believe that their situation is their reality. Instead of turning to God's word, they feel like, is this word? Is it this word that will save me? He just talked, now that one I won't chop. Amen. That when I have real challenges, if people are saying that I should come to church and hear God's word, is that what is going to change my life? All right, but that's the reality. He says, this is the true light that lighteth every man that comes into this world. Glory to God. Our light is not sunlight. Amen. Our light is not electricity light, electric light. Our light is not bulb light. Amen. Our light is word light. Hallelujah. We are illuminated by the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And this is very, very powerful. And then again, I want you to understand that when it comes to living by this light, there are basically three things that are important for us to do. Number one, you must make up your mind to live by the light of God's word. It's a choice you must make, and it must be made qualitatively. It must be a quality choice. Amen? Qualitatively. That means you decide and say, Lord, I have found the truth. And I found out that the truth of your word is the only light and is the true light. Amen. Anything that looks like it is pseudo. Praise God. So you are going to live by the light of God's word. Number two, you are going to give yourself consistently, continually to meditation in the word. That's very important. You will give heed to the word. That's how to find that light. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20, it tells us, it says, my son, attend or give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. It says, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. And what? Health to all their flesh. This is very important. To find God's word, to find the light of God's word, you must give attention to the word. All right? The light of God's word doesn't jump on people just like that. Just because you're a Christian, so the light is just flowing in you. It doesn't work that way. The same way, all right, you have to go to school to learn certain things in life. True? Those things don't jump on you because you're a human being and you have a brain. You must give attention to certain things and read. And then you begin to understand them, right? That's the way it comes to. Well, you know, it is when it comes to God's word. When you you give attention to God, that means you give heed to God's word. What is God saying about this thing? You study your Bible, you listen to messages, and you want to know what God is saying. You're willing to get that light, all right? You're interested in that light. You want to know it. So you are very keen in observation. You're careful to know what God has said concerning you. Not that, you know, you're feeling this, you're feeling that, you just, you know, picking on different things online. No. No. You are keen on knowing what God has said to you. Amen? You give attention to the word of God. In fact, the Bible says to give attention to God's word twice. On any matter, double attention. That means you give attention to the word of God. It says, my son, give attention to my words. And then it says, incline your ear to my... Now, to incline your ear to the sayings of God, is that not giving attention to God's word? It says, pay attention and then pay it again. Pay it twice. That means listen and listen again. The Lord has spoken once. How many times have I heard? Twice. You have to hear twice. Double attention. You give attention and give it again. Keen attention. He says, if thou would diligently observe these things that I've commanded you, diligently observe. Did you see that? You have to observe it diligently. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it. How? Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Do that consistently, continually, non-stop. Give attention to God's word. And thirdly, which is very important, pray to receive this light. This light is given by God. Hallelujah. You remember Peter? When Jesus was asking his disciples in Matthew chapter 16, who do men say that I am? Some said, you know, men say, they said, you know, you are Jeremiah. Some said you are Isaiah. You know, some said you are one of the prophets. And then he turned to them. Said, who do you say that I am? Amen. And they went quiet. They couldn't speak. And then Peter spoke up all of a sudden. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at him and smiled. He says, flesh and blood has not what? Revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. So there is such a thing as, you know, flesh and blood revelation. People just, you know, they concoct and conjure scriptures and come up with whatever they want to come up with. Amen? That's not revelation. But there is a revelation God gives, the Father gives. So we have to pray. Little wonder Paul prayed for the churches, all right, in the Gentile land again and again. The church at Ephesus, the church at Colossae, the church at Philippi, the church at Galatia. Hallelujah. He kept praying for them. Why? Because it takes prayer to receive revelation. Alright? Yes, you have to study God's word, but don't forget this is a gift from God. It is given. Alright? Revelation is not worked for, it is given. Does not mean that you will not labor in the word and take a posture of diligence in studying God's word. Alright? But understand that posture alone is not enough. You have to pray. And that's why we pray that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling. Amen. That we may know the reason he called us and what he's called us into and what he's called us onto and what he's called us with. The mandate is placed on our lives that we may know, because these things are known spiritually. They are spiritually discerned. The discerning here is spiritual. You have to know deep within your heart. It's not something you can know carnally, sensually. No, you have to know it by revelation. So it is given to us. Amen? Look at Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 12. He says, brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, I will not have you ignorant. Alright? He says, I give you to know. I give you to understand. It is given to us to know. It is given to us to understand. That's why we pray. We pray. We pray. Tonight, brethren, all right, Pastor Funke will come up in a couple of minutes to lead us in prayers. And we're going to be praying for revelation. Amen? We're going to be praying for revelation. 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 Hallelujah. Revelation. The revelation of the Word of God. The revelation of the Word of God. We're going to be praying that the revelation of God's Word will come to us. It will come to us. Glory to God. Amen. We will get to understand God's purpose, God's plan for us. Amen. And, you know, as the Spirit of God leads her, I don't know what the Spirit of God will be leading her to do. But whatever the Spirit of God leads her to do, all right, that's acceptable. All right? It's okay by us. Say amen to that. We accept the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I want us to be upstanding. Before she comes up, listen to this. This is very powerful. Be upstanding now if you can. If you can, all right? Just stand up and I want us to begin to say, Father, I live by this light. This very light, the revelation of your word. See, the light we're talking about here is the revelation of God's word. It says, by this word all things were made. I live by this light in the name of Jesus. And I'm made. I'm made. Hallelujah. I am made. Glory to God. Come on, go ahead and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I live by this light and I am made. Makosa prekadong rezibra keto grosha rabaha. Mankre koso prokido grosha brebebebusha. Rana katong resi prakata. Zubregede gregede gregede gregedesha. Li korodoboko si karada. I live by this light and I am made. I am made. I am made in the name of Jesus. I am made. I live by this light and I am made. Rako supreketa lagaha. Rekato subregide grosha. Inakon zebrateka subregide grosha.